大家好。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们先祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
让我们真的是有一颗可以听的耳朵。
Give us a hearing ears.
能够听到你的话。
So that we can hear your words.
也求主来洁净我们。
And please cleanse us.
让我们让我所讲的是和主的心意。
So that the word that we speak is according to your will.
也帮助大家能够更多的知道主的心意，走在主的心意当中。
And can help everyone to understand your will better.
也求主带领讲的跟翻译的，还有听的，大家都能够有圣灵的造就。
Please guide the one who speak, translate, and listen. We'll be blessed with the Holy Spirit.
感谢奉靠主耶稣的名。
And we thanks in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天我讲的比较实际一点，所以如果在讲当中有如果觉得是对你讲的希望不要介意，不是针对哪一个人哦，这是我自己的感受感觉。
Today my topic is very practical, so if you feel that I'm talking about you, please don't feel that way. It's just my own feeling.
也许是，也可能是圣灵对你说的。
It could be the Holy Spirit speaking to you.
我们大家有圣经，拿圣经在手里，我们会翻几处哈。
Let's turn to the Bible.
第一个是创世纪第二章十八节哈。
Book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 18.
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I'll make a helper suitable for him.
当神创造人的时候，神造了亚当哈。
After God created man, he first created Adam.
让他在那边，可是他觉得独居不好，所以神就从他肋骨里面造了女人。
But God feel that he is not good to be alone, so he created another. He created another helper.
所以在造的过程中，男人是土造的哈，女人是更精致，从肋骨造出来的。
So in the creation process, man is made from mud, and woman is made from flesh.
所以一般女人有时候蛮聪明的哈，比我们想象中男人。
And therefore, women tend to be more intelligent than men.
但是很多事情，比如说亚当的夏娃的时候是夏娃让吃了禁果，对不对？然后
But it was Eva who ate the fruit.
然后那个撒来就是亚伯拉罕的太太，是他。请夏甲跟那个亚伯拉罕有那个都是女人的，好像都是女人的错哈。
And Abraham's wife Sarah is the one who have the idea of having Agar to be in bed with Abraham. So it was the mistake made by women.
但是不管怎么说
，But nevertheless，
神创造我们让一男一女能够成为夫妇，都是要他们彼此能够成为一个帮助。
God meant women and men to be helper to each other.
所以如果你还是单身的话，跟 couple 是有不一样的。
So if you are still single, you will live differently as a couple.
当你单身的时候，你所面对的只有你的朋友、你的同事或者是你的父母。
When you are single, you are only encountering to your parents and your friends.
你觉得不高兴，你就自己一个人，他们都不跟你发生任何关系哦。
When you are not happy, you can be alone and stay away from the others.
那如果你是夫妻，不管不但这几个人，你还面对的是你的妻子或丈夫、你的小孩。或者是你的公婆，或者是你的岳父母。
But when you are married, you cannot be just alone anymore. You have to face your husband or wife or the in-laws.
所以在这个家庭里面，夫妇要学的 可能比单身要学的更多一点。
So in a family, a couple has more lessons than being single.
但是如果我们不学，就跟单身的一样。
But if we don't learn the lessons, we will be staying as a single.
那我们再翻一下约书亚。约书亚二十四章。
Book of Joshua, 24.
十四、十五节，这边说：现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和埃及所侍奉的神除去哦，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今天就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们的列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住在这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
In the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15 and 16. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the God your forefathers served beyond the river, or the God of the Amorite, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
所以在这边可以，约书亚他和他们家必定侍奉耶和华，不侍奉那个假神或者是其他的。
Here, Joshua and his family is going to serve Jehovah, not other gods.
所以我们今天要问我们自己，我们到底每天在生活中我们所侍奉的是谁？
So we should ask ourselves every day in our daily life, who am I serving?
你知道这个以弗所书讲到夫妇的时候，讲到丈夫是妻子的头。
In the book of Ephesians, it mentioned that husband is the head of wives.
就像基督是教会的头一样。
Just like Christ is the head of church.
但是基督为教会舍己。
But Christ has given up himself for the church.
所以同样的丈夫应该是妻子的头。
And therefore, husband is the head of wife.
但是丈夫也是为妻子来舍己哦。
But husband should sacrifice himself for the wife.
那个加太书二章二十节讲到说，这个我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活的，并且我如今肉身活的是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Also in the book of Galatians, it mentioned that I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以基督给我们设下榜样，让我们能够为别人舍己。
So Christ has set a sample for us that we can give up ourselves for someone.
但是在家庭里面就是三，如果你有小孩就变成三组人在一起哦。
In a family, if you have children, then you are three groups of people.
妻子、丈夫跟小孩。
Wife, husband, and children.
那你知道今天这个美国的军人在保护这个美国这个国家哦。
You know, today's the American armies are protecting the Americans.
但是呢，有一个事情就是，魔鬼撒旦呢，他破坏教会是从家这个家庭开始哦，他已经进入在家里的破坏。
But you know that Satan started the destructions from family.
因为神的心意在基督，好，那基督希望得着教会来荣耀基督哈。
God's will is in Christ, and Christ wants to gain the church to glorify Christ.
可是教会是由家庭组成的哈。
But church is assembled from families.
所以魔鬼不需要来做 这个教会直接的，他从家里开始就好了。
And therefore, the Satan does not have to start from church. He can start from families.
家里除了夫妻以外，另外一个对象就是对小孩子。
In a family, beside husband and wife, the target, the other target is the children.
所以我们要非常重视这方面哦。
So we should pay attention to this.
然后家里的属灵的领导应该是弟兄哦。
The spiritual head in the family should be the husband.
那我们看看创世纪讲到丈夫跟妻子的时候，你可以知道，因为人因为那个人犯了罪，所以后来丈夫得到咒诅，就是必须劳碌的工作。
From the book of Genesis, we see that because man had sinned, and therefore the man, the husband, has to work very hard on the land to get reward.
那妻子是得到了咒诅，是必须受生产之苦。
And the wife was cursed to have painful delivery.
可是今天很多妻子不但受到生产之苦，也受到终日劳碌之苦。
But today, wives not only suffer from the painful delivery, they also suffer from hard work daily.
那个，他们可以说，如果照圣经讲，好像似乎是 double curse， 就是两个都有了。
So, according to nowadays, it would be like a double cursing.
比丈夫还辛苦。
That they work even harder than husband.
但是我们再看看这些小孩哦。
And when we look at the children,
这些小孩有需要，这个 need 跟这个他们所要的是不一样的哦。
What they need and what they want is different.
小孩需要父母给他的时间跟他在一起。
The children need the time with parents.
根据统计，如果你在公车上注意看一下，说哦，你希望你常常跟你小孩有机会讲话。
According to the statistic, it says that if you want to have time with your children all the time,
说跟小孩讲话多百分之五十几的这些小孩是不会去吸毒。
The children who has the chance to speak to the parent more than 55% has less chance to become drug addicted.
所以你需要跟你小孩，这可见说你跟你小孩多花时间在一起是对小孩对我们自己都有帮助的。
This shows that if you spend more time with your children, it's actually helping your children and yourself.
但是可是我们今天呢，时间没有，钱是有。
However, today we don't have time, we have money.
所以小孩所得到的都是他要的，不是他的需要。
So what the children got is what they want, not what they need.
所以我们需要更多的能够弟兄更多的在前面知道怎么样能够讨主的喜悦。
So we hope the brothers would know what to do to please God more.
我们看看圣经讲到这个教养小孩等等的应该注意的事情。撒母耳记上第二章。
We'll turn to the book of 1 Samuel.Chapter 2.
圣经有讲到一个以利哦。
Bible has mentioned a person called Eli.
我们大家一起来读一下好不好？第二章十二节到十七节，看看以利的两个儿子他们做
什么。Chapter 2:12-17.
来，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。两祭司的信是这样的规矩：凡有人献祭，正煮肉的时候，祭司的仆人就来，手拿三尺，将叉子往罐里或鼎里或釜里或。
Would take for himself whatever the form of the
祭司都取了去，
This is how they treated all the Israelites who came to Shiloh.
这样的看啊，又在未烧纸油以前，祭司的仆人就来对献祭的人说：“将肉给祭司，叫他烤吧。他不要煮过的肉，要生的。”祭司的人若说必须先烧纸油，然后你可以随意取肉，仆人就说你立时给我，不然我便抢去。如此这两个少年人的罪在耶和华面前甚重，因为他们藐视耶和华的祭物。好，那下面我来念好了。22节，以利年甚老迈，听见他两个儿子带以色列众人的事，又听见他们与会幕门前伺候的妇人苟合，他就对他们说：“你们为何行这样的事呢？我从这众百姓听见你们的恶行，我啊，不可这样。我听见你们的风声不好。”你们使耶和华的百姓犯了罪，人若得罪人，有事师审判他，人若得罪耶和华，谁能为他祈求呢？然而他们还是不听父亲的话，因为耶和华想要杀他们。好，我想这个英文的大家就看一下。那另外到了29节。
And then at the verse 29.
29节、30节，大家这个很重要，大家一起来念一下哦，大声一点啊！来，我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，将我民以色列所献美好的祭物肥己呢？因此耶和华以色列的神说，我曾说你和你父家必永远行在我面前，现在我却说绝不容你们这样行，因为尊重我的我必重看他，藐视我的他必被轻视。耶和华说，尊重我的我必重看他，藐视我的他必被轻视。
The Lord said, those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be detained.
我们可以知道说管教的重要性哦，因为
We can see the importance of discipline.
以撒做士师40年，他都没好好的管教他的儿女哦。
Because Eli, as the high priest for 40 years, he did not discipline his two sons.
因为他太忙了。
Because he was too busy.
那这个太忙，中文忙就是一个竖心旁一个王哦。
The busy in the Chinese word has a heart and a death.
Die. Yeah.
Death. Heart and death.
所以你心亡了，你就根本就不知道做什么了。
So, once your heart is deaf, you don't know what you're doing.
英文 busy, S-U-S-Y, B-U-S-Y.
And in English, it's spelled B-U-S-Y.
有人把它这样定义，就是 being, being, under 这个 S 就是 Saturn, Y 就是 yoke.
And someone, explained this word spelling as being under Saturn.Yoke.
就是 你在魔鬼的这个恶，跟魔鬼恶在一起哦。
Now, being under Satan's yoke, so you are actually with the Satan.
马太福音11章说到说，我们应该烦劳苦担重的呢，可以到我面前来等等等。他最后讲到说，你我的担子是轻省，我的恶那个，只要你负我的恶，那你就必得享安息。
In the book of Matthew, it mentioned that come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. And then continue to the verse 30 that says, For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
所以我们要轻省必须是附在 耶稣的轭上面哦。
So if we want to be easy, we should be holding Jesus' yoke.
学他的样式哦。
To be like him.
不是忙到一个地步，不知道怎么样的来做前面的事。
Not to be so busy that don't know what to do next.
我们再看两处经文哦。
Let's read two more scriptures.
Before 那个我。大家看第四章可以知道十七节那边讲到最后的结局就是那个他的两个儿子就被杀死了、哦、同时被杀死，然后以利一听到他们死，然后那个约柜被抬走了，他就被偷走了，他就当场倒地，然后就死掉了。
The ending story for Eli, we can read it from chapter 4:17, that the two sons were killed in the same day, and Eli fell to death once he heard that God's ark had been captured.
那我们 翻到另外两处经文，大家看一下、哦、一个是马拉基书四章六节。
Let's turn to two more chapters.
最后一个旧约最后一章最后一节。
The last book in the Old Testament, Malachi.
第六节他说他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
In chapter 4 verse 6, it says, He will turn the heart of the fathers to their children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, or else I'll come and strike the land with a curse.
所以这边咒诅遍地，这个咒诅英文还有另外比较清楚一点，就是 ban 或者是 destruction, 就是禁止这个全地或者是摧毁这个全地。
The other meaning of the curse is to ban the land or destroy the land.
所以这个很重要，就是为什么这个我们弟兄必须把我们的心能够转向儿女。
That's why this is so important that all the brothers in the household should turn your heart to your children.
另外我们再看一下
And we'll turn to another book.
箴言二十二章
The book of Psalm No
第六节
The book of Proverbs Chapter 22
二十二章第六节教养孩童使他走当行的道就是到老他也不偏离。
Chapter 22, verse 6. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
这个不是听听而已哦，这是圣经的话，是真的哦。
This is not for you to just listen. The words from the Bible is truth.
另外一节是很重要的，就是那个生命记哦。
In the book of Deuteronomy.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第六节到第九节。
Verse 6 to 9.
我们大家一起来念哦。
And let's read together.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你的门房房屋顶并你城门上。以前我念的时候没有太大的感觉，知道哦，这个经文很好。
In the past, when I was reading this passage, I didn't have much feeling except feeling that this is a good passage.
我不知道大家读了以后，你这个第一个印象是怎么样？
What is the first impression for you?
这个系在手上，弄戴在额上，门房上面，还有城门上，为什么呢？
Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your forehead and write them on door frames of your house and on your gate. Why do they do that?
这个你是指我们这些弟兄或者是这个家哦，如果没有弟兄的就是这些母亲们哦。
You is pointing to the father of a household. If there is no father in the family, that will point to the wife.
这边讲到的不是你把他送到学校让学校来教哦。
Here it did not tell you to send children to school for the teacher to teach.
也不是送到教会来主日学听听就结束了。
Or send the children to the Sunday school to listen to the Bible.
他是说不论 坐在家里行在路上躺下起来这表
Here it says that no matter you sit at home or walk along the road or lie down or get up.
表示在每天的生活当中哦。
It represents daily life.
都然后教导他们以外怎样
Besides teaching them.
这个系在手上手是做工的对不对
Tie in the hand. Hand is for working.
所以当你一做你就想起来你是主的儿女、哦、你的行事为人
So once you use your hand to start working, it will remind you that you belong to the children of God.
戴在额头上，你自己看不看得到
？Bind them on your forehead. Can you see it?
只有别人看得到。
Only someone else can see it.
所以你不但自己能够知道自己所行所为是要走荣耀主的名。
So not only that you know your deeds should glorify God,
而且你是成为别人的见证、哦、
but you are the testimony for others.
而且不但是你个人，也是你全家、哦、在那个房子上面都贴一个。
And not just by yourself, but the whole house on the door frame.
甚至你做到一个地步，连全 country 全部你美国都是这样。
And to a point that you are willing to do it for the whole country to glorify God.
所以怎么去做呢
So what should, how to do it?
既然是各式各样每天生活中就表示是一个机会教育、哦、
Therefore, since this is a daily life event, so we have to take the opportunity to teach.
教他不是只是教说你要做好你要那个是用圣经的话来教导他。
Not just to teach him to sit upright, but use the Bible word to teach him.
所以丈夫的这个弟兄的责任很重大。
As a husband, as a brother, you have this huge responsibility.
今年二月我有机会去了一个 Indianapolis, 参加一个 father 的父亲的聚集。
This past February, I have this opportunity to went to Indiana to a father's assembly.
从礼拜三到礼拜天哈。
From Wednesday to Sunday.
有只有弟兄去哈，没有其他的人，就弟兄。
Only brothers can go.
有五百多位弟兄去。
More than 500 brothers went.
大部分我所看到的都是美国人、哦、
Most of the brothers I saw are American.
他们没有其他的目的、哦、
They have no other purpose.
他们唯一的就是希望能够更多的照神的心意来教养他的儿女、哦、
But to know more about how to guide their children according to God's will.
所以在那边聚集的时候来自美国各个不同地方哦。
They all come from different states.
可是呢大家会说啊因为他们没什么事啊所以他们去哦。
Someone would say that, oh, because they have nothing else to do, so they can go to the assembly.
我住的房间是四个人住哦。
The room that I shared has three other brothers.
只有一个人他是只有两个小孩。
Only one of them has two kids.
我是六个小孩。
I have six kids.
其他两个一个是七个一个是八个。
And the other two has seven kids and eight kids.
然后呢他们做的 两个都是 IBM 做事的，一个是做窗帘的。
Two of them work for IBM, and one of them and the other one work the window blind.
所以并不是说没一两个小孩子才去哦。
So it's not like because he only have two kids, so he went.
大家都很忙哦。
Everyone were busy.
但是他们愿意牺牲哦。
But they were willing to sacrifice.
然后我们聚集的时候，有机会坐的附近几个人一起祷告，一起分享一下。
During gatherings, we have this chance to pray and share.
我可以发现说，我们在 share 的时候，所有里面的人的每一家的小孩都比我多。
And then during sharing, I found out that each one of them has more children than I do.
有些有11个小孩。
Some even have 11 kids.
所以大会在说有几个小孩举手的时候，你可以发现我这个是少数的。
So when the assembly was calling to find out how many kids each one has, you can see that I'm the one who has less kids.
所以我讲这个目的就是说，有人为了说他的儿子小孩，他愿意付更多的代价哦。如果你只有一两个，你应该可以有更多的时间哦。
The purpose that I am sharing this is to let you know that the one who has many kids have the time to give to sacrifice for them. If you only have two kids, you should be able to have more time to sacrifice.
其中有一个讲到的就是后来有人做见证说到说这个魔鬼撒旦对弟兄的攻击是很大的。
And then one of them shared that the Satan attacking brothers is always great.
不是让你太忙呢。
Maybe making you too busy?
或者让你陷于色情的事情上面。
Or make you fallen into the adultery thought.
Pornography
thought.
有人有这样的统计哦，有10%的基督徒的做过统计，这是美国的哦。
There is a statistic done in America.
就是十个弟兄里面有一个是陷入在这个 addict to pornography 里面。
That one out of ten brother husband has fallen in has addicted to pornography.
在那当中有人出来做见证，他曾经是这样，然后。神改变他，他愿意更多的回到神面前来，然后愿意更多的帮助他的家里面。
One of the brothers in that gathering stand up and testified that he was once like that, but God changed him and he was willing to give that up.
这些弟兄里面不单是有正常的工作的弟兄，也包括有传道人。
Among these brothers, not only they have jobs, some of them are preachers.
所以撒旦的攻击是很大的。
And therefore, the Satan's attack is great.
所以希望我们弟兄能够更多的人能够站起来。
Brothers should stand up.
所以现在回来，我们这个在家里面，我们怎么能够更多的带领家里面能够更多的进，能够走在主的心意中。
Let's return to home and see how we can lead the whole family to be in the God's will.
第一个就是能够在一起读经哦。
First is to be able to gather together to read Bible.
就所谓的家庭祭坛。
It's like the family altar.
既然是我们做或睡或什么都要提醒他们。那有机会能够跟他们一起读经是非常好的事。
And no matter how tired we are, we should remind them that how precious it is to be able to read the Bible with them together.
一起祷告,
pray together.
哦, 然后一起服侍,
serve together.
教会里面有打扫, 里面列的都是弟兄的名字,
In the cleaning jobs in church, all the names listed are brothers.
其实应该弟兄是一个代表,
Brother should be the representative.
所以如果看到那个名字的话, 你应该说, 哎呀, 我弟兄在, 应该我也去哦。
So when you see your brother's name, your husband's name, you should also volunteer to do it.
不单是那个, 应该是你每一个小孩, 就算这么小, 都应该去哦。
Also including your children.
因为在做的当中, 你就会学到。
While working, you learn.
然后, 有时候小的就会问说, 哎呀, 那个人怎么这样做?
And then sometimes the little one will ask, why did he did it?
就像以前以色列过了那个约旦河的时候, 他们说, 啊, 那边怎么堆了12个大石头?
Just like the Israelites passed the Jordan, and they asked, why were there 12 stones?
这就是你的机会教育, 你就可以告诉他为什么那个人那么努力做, 因为他 愿意这样做, 因为神感动他, 等等等, 这就是一个机会教育啊。
This is your opportunity to teach, to tell him that because he was doing this, because he was touched by God.
如果你就自己一个人做, 小孩学什么?
If you were doing it alone, what are your children learning?
他们就几个人同辈的在那边打架, 在那边玩, 他来了10年, 他能够学到什么?
Maybe they will be just gathered there to fight, and after 10 years, what did they learn?
然后拨饼的时候一起坐在一起,
during the cup and bread of the, of the Lord's table, you sit together.
我们都知道很难,
we know how difficult it is.
要机会教育是何等的难,
opportunity lesson is difficult.
有的人觉得我们家, 管得太严了,
some people think that we discipline to a straight.
有很多事情家庭一个 family 如果一进到教会的门, 就是 church 的门, 不是, 应该不是说 church, 建筑物以后,
a lot of times once the family enter into this church building,
就马上各分东西,
and they spread out.
只有到 回家的时候才又建在一起,
and then they gather again when they are ready to go home.
这不是神的心意,
this is not God's will.
应该我们应该更多的整个家在一起服侍,
we should be as a family serving in this church.
所以我们在一起拨饼的时候, 我们应该有机会让说一个小 group 大家一起来祷告。
And therefore, when we are taking Lord's table, we should have this opportunity as a small group to pray.
然后再讲到去, 去这个 mission 叫什么? 去, 中文叫什么? 去 mission 就对, 一起 mission.
And another chance to be together for missionary.
去一起去的时候就你知道每天的就像你在读书的时候是你觉得哪一个效果好是有一个 tutor 在你旁边跟你讲好还是大家坐在一起一大堆人然后一个人在那边讲其他人在听哪一个效果好
Just like when you were studying in school, which way do you think is more effective? Having a tutor next to you or having a professor lecturing to the whole group?
当然是在你旁边跟你讲的,你才吸收的好。
Of course, there is a private tutor next to you.
这就是所谓的坐或睡或起或走,都怎样,都来教导他。
This is what it means by that you truly walk by it, done it, and tried it.
所以我希望大家不要认为说在属灵上这绝对错误的观念就是在属灵上只要把它带到礼拜天带来教会交给教会它属灵上就一定会好。
Do not have this wrong concept that to bring your children to Sunday worship and he will grow it spiritually.
这是错误的。
This is wrong.
因为每天的生活跟一个礼拜才一次比起来，你觉得怎样才能使他在灵命上成长？
Because comparing the daily life and once a week gathering, which way is the best way to have them grow spiritually?
所以我举几个例子哦，是我们家的。那我举这些例子不是要show 什么哈、
哦、？I give a few examples from my family, but I'm not trying to show off my family.
我们大家一起去，也许少数人知道我们去因为我们家有这个会弹小提琴、中提琴、大提琴哦。
Maybe someone knew that our family member, my kids know how to play the violin cello.
所以我们有机会的时候，我们就大家组成一个小的这个弹一些不管是古典或者是那个圣乐哦。
So sometimes we'll gather to play some classic music or the hymns.
所以呢，有机会来训练这些。小朋友让他们有一个目标、哦、
And train them to have a goal.
说我们去服侍别人、哦、
And tell them that we are going to serve others.
所以我们就去了这个老人院、
哦、So we went to the elderly centers.
就是 nursing home.
Nursing homes.
那有不同的 nursing home, 有的是真的不能走，有的只是 assisted living, 就是他自己还可以动。
Some of the elders in the nursing home cannot move by themselves anymore, and some are just assisted living nursing home.
那有些就甚至后来我们还去了那个精神病的那些人当中、哦、
We even go to the psychological center.
不是 mental illness.
Mental illness hospital.
这些那目的就是让他们说有机会让他们能够不单在那边让他们知道神爱他们哦。也有机会做一些短的见证给他们听、哦、
The goal is to let the children to show that God loves these people as well as to testimony.
这样就可以训练这些小孩子，因为你知道你的 goal 是什么，大家一起为这些事情祷告，一起去做、哦、
This is how I train my children to set a goal so that all of us can gather together to pray for it.
不是送到一个 mission field, 你都不知道他们在做些什么。
Not just sending them to a missionary that you don't know what they were doing.
那有一次正好有机会人家请我们去他们那边来教导他们的小孩。
One time we were invited to another family to teach other kids.
那正好那天下午有打 paintball, 就是这中文怎么不是那个 pen, 打上去会有油漆在上面的那个。
We were there to play that paintball game.
没有，不是去打，就是说有这个机会，人家打，那我们家小孩当然也希望去打了。
They were playing the paintball game, and my kids would like to play as well.
那所以呢，我就因为那下午小孩也都没有事情，我就给他们报名了。
And that afternoon, there was nothing else for my children to do, so I also registered them.
他们很期待，很希望去了。
They long for this event.
但是后来，我太太比较细心哦。
But my wife thought of something.
她说：“你们晚上的还没有完全预备好，怎么现在又要去打？”
Your night event were not prepared. How can you go to this game?
那她就跟他们讲说。服事比玩更重要。
And so she told them service is more important than game.
然后他们跟他们一起祷告。
And she prayed with them.
让他们了解。
So that they could understand.
当然这些小孩当然会很伤心啊。
Of course, the children were sad.
但是圣经讲说，你尊重我，我必尊重你哦。
But the Bible said if God will respect those who respect him.
所以那时候，我们就说你还是有机会可以打的。
And we told them that you have another chance to play the game.
所以呢，这事情就过了，当然神也听祷告哦。
And this passed, of course, God also listened to prayers.
后来有一次，我们这隔一个月，正好我们去父亲跟儿子的 camp.
A month later, we went to another camp for fathers and sons.
哦，正好那边有一个节目，就是打 paintball.
And there is this event, same event for the paintball game.
所以神就 reward 他们，就能够打到 paintball.
And so God rewarded them to have this game again.
所以这样他们就学到神是信实的哦。
Here they learned that God is faithful.
所以你们如果注意看，我儿子两个儿子都不在哦。最近。
And if you see that my two sons were not around recently.
他们去受训哦。
They went to a training.
所以呢，我儿子写信来告诉我。
So my son wrote me a letter.
说神是听他祷告的。
And said that God listened to his prayer.
他们在那边需要背这个整本那个雅歌书哦。
They need to memorize the whole book of James.
所以他们就发了背经卡。
And they were given the flashcard.
这背经卡如果掉了一张，你就要赔一块钱。
If you lose one of this card, you have to pay $1.
所以呢，有一次他somehow 那一张掉了。
Somehow he lose one page.
所以呢，他就要付一块钱。
And he had to pay $1.
他就向神祷告。
And he prayed to God.
那求主帮助他能够找到那一张圣经卡。
Ask God to help him to find that card.
那个礼拜六晚上，他就很轻松，没有burden 的就睡着了。
That Saturday night after praying, he had no burden and went to sleep.
结果呢，后来礼拜天三号，别人发现了，就把那一张圣经卡就还回来了。
The next day on Sunday, someone found the card and gave it back.
所以呢，他又得回他的一块钱。
So he can get back his $1.
那一块钱就像那个十二个石头一样。
That $1 is like the 12 stones.
所以他本来想要把那一块钱呢，自己把它标榜起来，就每次看到他，就是知道神的应许。
He want to frame that $1 so that he can remember God's promise.
但是呢，他把那一块钱寄回来
给了。But he mailed back that $1.
给了我那个老四 Stephen.
To give to my daughter Stephanie.
送给他当做他的受浸的礼物。
To give her as the gift for her baptism.
然后星星说要把它保持到永远哦。
And the Bible is told us to keep it forever.
所以这个就告诉我们，真的是在每天的生活中，你怎么样去跟你小孩有一些机会教育，能够来帮助他们哦。
This shows us how we can use our daily life to give opportunity lessons to our children.
那另外比如说穿衣服。
For example, our dressing.
这个大家都那个从小就要好好的教导他们。
You have to build up this habit from they were young.
我们不能照世界上的来做哦。
We cannot just follow the world.
你知道亚当夏娃的时候，他们赤身肉体的时候，他们都不觉得羞耻。
You know how Adam and Eve, when they were naked, they were not embarrassed.
但是自从他们犯罪以后，他们就觉得羞耻。
But once they sin, they realize the embarrassment.
所以神给他们弄了那个叶子等等的来遮，不是弄皮的来遮 cover 他们所有的哦。
So God made them clothes from skin, from animal skins to cover them.
所以我们可以知道说穿衣服是为了怎样？要 cover 住哈。
So you see that putting up dresses is to cover ourselves.
所以如果你有漏一点或漏一些的话，那都不神不合神的心意。
If you expose yourself, it's not God's will.
那我不晓得男跟女不一样，所以姐妹要在这边注意听哦。
I think men and women are different, so dear sisters, please listen.
姐妹当然希望别人多看你几眼哦。
Sisters like to be watch a few more times.
但是你知道弟兄的难处哦。
But you know how difficult it is for brothers.
你知道就穿一个裤子穿得紧紧的，大人都可能都会想歪了。
If you are wearing tight pants, you will give a wrong thought to someone.
这就是为什么人家一直比较保守的 motherless 的 clothes 应该是 dress, 然后超过膝盖。
And therefore, the conservative mother's dressing style is to have dress cover the knee.
所以你知道你就不一样，就所谓有一句话很好，就是姐妹安全，弟兄也安全。
And another word, the sisters are safe as well as the brothers.
你知道吗？当你自己安全，你也给弟兄也很安全。
If you are safe, you give the safety to the brothers too.
所以有很多机会，那个他们有一次聚集的时候，人家就会问姐妹：“哎，你怎么戴一个 ring？ 你才差不多18岁。”
Someone asked in a gathering, "Hey, you a sister? Ask a sister, why do you have a ring on your finger? You are not even 18."
他说我曾经发誓了说我要服侍神7年，所以在这7年我不谈论任何的girlfriend, boyfriend 什么之类的。
She says she swore to God that she wants to serve God for 7 years, so she doesn't want to get involved into relationship.
所以因为她 vow, 所以她就用这个 ring 来表示她的 vow.
Since she has this vow, so she put a ring on her fingers to remember this.
那些弟兄听了都很高兴，他说现在呢，你安全，我也安全。
The brother who heard this says that you are safe and I'm safe too.
所以他们不会为了这个考虑这些事情在那边彼此有一些不对的想法等等的，在服事上就会造成很大的问题。
So they would not cause a wrong thought into relationship and cause trouble in service.
所以有很多事情我们需要更多的怎么样给小孩子机会教育。
We have to think of how to give our children opportunity lessons.
当他们找不到东西了，不是骂他们说你搞丢了什么，或者是你乱放怎样。
When they lost something, you should not rebuke them and said to them that because of your fault.
你应该跟他们一起祷告。
You should pray with them.
看神怎么带领。
See how God guides them.
而且有一次，我太太觉得我做的。
One time, my wife said that I was wrong.
对我埋怨哦。
And she complained to me.
所以在小孩子面前埋怨。
And she complained in front of the children.
结果小孩子当然就会轻看你啊。
And therefore, children look down on you.
所以当他晚上他有过敏，说来来来，爸爸为你祷告。
So at night, one of my kids had this allergy, and she would say, let the father come to pray with you.
他不愿意哦。
The kid doesn't want to.
因为你妻子的榜样造成他觉得 despise.
Because of the sample of the wife, he despised the father.
所以这个夫妻之间也要注意，你所做所行会影响旁边的小孩子哦。
So husband and wife should pay attention to your behavior that is going to affect your children.
你或者是妻子对丈夫不好，或者丈夫对妻子不好。
The wife may treat the husband badly, or husband treat the wife badly.
这小孩子会跟着哦。
And the children will follow.
你不要以为小孩子都傻乎乎，什么都不知道。
Don't think that they are fool.
所以 这个很重要的，我们需要更多的能够知道我们在做什么。
We have to clearly know what we are doing.
所以话说回来，我希望弟兄能够在主面前更多的能够花更多心思，知道怎么样带领家里。
In a nutshell, the brother husband, I hope you will spend more time with God to know how to lead this family.
你知道，这个我认识一个美国人，他本来可以去找 part-time 工作。去蒙克尔教 part-time 教书赚多一点钱。
I knew this American who could earn more money by being a part-time to work part-time in Montclair State.
但他想到他的孩子现在还小，需要更多时间。
But he thought of his children being young and need more time.
他愿意放弃这个机会，宁可跟家里面多一点时间在一起。
He was willing to give up this opportunity and be with the family more.
你钱可以随时赚。
You can earn money anytime.
但是小孩子不是永远那么小等着你哦。
But children would not stay in this stage forever.
等他长大了，他根本就不在了。
When they grew up, they will be gone.
所以希望我们更多的知道怎么样的把握机会，能够来照顾自己的小孩。
So I hope that we know how to grab our chance to take care of our children.
让他们到老都不偏离。
So that they would not walk on different way when they are old.
另外就是除了这个以外，其实我们应该多多的训练我们的孩子哦。
Besides this, we should also train our children.
我下面讲的。不单是我们家这样，但是我们家也没有完全。讲是很容易，做起来还是会有一些吵闹，一些不愿意的。
I'm going to give you some examples from my family, but it's easy to say when you truly act it out, it's very difficult, and we might even have we also have arguments.
但是在很多的其他美国人家庭或其他家庭，有很多他们都已经做到了，所以不是。只有我们行，别人不行哦。
But in the other American families, they have achieved it.
比如说，他们在是家里的一份子，家里的事情就必须大家来承担，大家来做。
For example, as a member in a family, everyone has to share responsibilities.
你知道我们家八个人一个礼拜如果吃牛奶。需要吃几桶吗？
you know,
喝几桶吗？
Eight people in my family, you know how many cartons or gallons
of
milk I need to buy?
要喝六桶一家人的哦。
We need six gallons.
哦，那你可以知道说其他的事情，如果都是我跟我太太来做的话，今天我看我都不用来了。
So you can imagine how many other things we need to do for me and my wife. If everything is on our shoulder, then we'll not even have time to come.
所以你就必须训练这些小孩子来做他们该做的，不需要给他们一毛钱，这是一份内的事。
We must train my children to do what they are supposed to do without paying them any money.
他们该洗衣服，你说那么小会洗啊？谁说不会洗？今天就按几个钮把它丢下去。
If they should be doing the washing clothes, they should do it. And you will question how can they do it when they're so little. Why not? Just press a few buttons.
对不对？然后叠衣服。
Folding your clothes.
割草。
Mow the lawn.
以前他们小的时候我很累要割草啊请好请了 allergy。
When they were very little, I have to mow the lawn and have allergy.
现在我都不用割了。
Now I don't need to mow the lawn anymore.
两个大的走了，我就跟我那个驾驶说：“哦，你现在是我们家男生里面你是最大的。”
My two elder sons left home, so I told Joshua that he's the eldest son of my family.
哇，他觉得好高兴哦，他现在是最大的。
He was proud to be the eldest son.
所以呢，他也要去割草。
So he has to mow the lawn.
所以呢，有一块我就让他割，训练他嘛。
And I let him mow one piece of the lawn. It's a training.
这就是训练啊，他七岁他也割了一块啊，他很高兴。
He is only seven, but he did one piece, and he was happy.
那 Kayla 在旁边帮他拿那个电线，哦，他也很高兴。
And Caleb was next to him holding the wire, and he was happy too.
所以有很多事情就是要训练他们。
A lot of things that we have to train them.
如果你只希望他们在功课上好，其他你都不用担心。
If you only want them to study and don't care about anything else.
那 你就损失很多了。
Then you lose a lot of things.
像我们以前一样。
Like when we were young.
来美国还不知道怎么 炒菜。
When we came to America, we don't know how to cook meal.
所以这都是一个在每天的生活中怎么样学习。
This is how we learn in our daily life.
让他们知道从小到老都能够荣耀主的名。
So that they know that from young to old, they can glorify God.
所以我们希望我们大家能够多注意一下。
And we hope that everyone pay attention.
尤其是今天有很多在公立学校。
Especially a lot of kids are in public school.
父母要注意他们所读的是什么。
Parents should pay attention to what they are learning.
因为有很多都是不合神的事情哦。
Because there are a lot of things that they teach does not comply to God.
他们所听的是什么？
What are they listening to?
他们听什么样的音乐？
What type of music they are listening to?
哦，那个大家都知道 ，rock music 是对人是不好的哦。
If you know rock music is not good for your health.
然后他们所说的是什么？
What are they talking about?
他们是不是开口就是那个不好的话？
Are they full of the bad words from their mouth?
他们所交的朋友是什么样的朋友？
Who are their friends?
这都是很重要。
These are for all important.
不要为了说，你既然可以说为了小孩搬到一个很好的区，选了半天。
Since you moved to a good town because of the kids' school.
可是你忘了这些。
But you forgot all these.
这是白搭哦。
Then you move it in vain.
因为他也许书读得很好。
Maybe they have very good score.
可是他在属灵上，在这各方面其他的都不合神的心意。
But all their daily life spiritual is not according to God.
我宁可他们在属灵上，在这个合神的心意上很好。
I would rather them be perfect in God's will.
功课不是那么好。
But their school score is not that good.
不过圣经已经给我们应许了。
But Bible has gave us this promise.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Fearing God is the beginning of wisdom.
如果他们愿意敬畏主的话，我们相信他们在功课上是不会输人的。
If they are willing to fear God, I believe they will have good score in school.
所以我今天讲的这个唯一的目的就是希望弟兄能够好好在主面前想一想。
The only reason I want to talk about this today is to have the brothers to think about this clearly in front of God.
多花一点时间跟
Spend more time with your children.
以前有一个电视说，现在晚上十点，你知道你的小孩在哪里吗？
There was this commercial before saying that now is 10 o'clock at night. Do you know where your children are?
他们是不是你在楼上打 internet 打电脑，他在楼下也 internet 上 chat talk?
You were upstairs having on internet. Were they also downstairs chatting in internet?
哦。他在 internet 上到底在做些什么，你知不知道？
What are they doing on internet?
有很多的色情都在里面的。
There are a lot of pornography on internet.
你给他 cell phone, 他到底在做什么？
What were they doing with the cell phone that you gave them?
等等的，都这都是很细节的事情，可是我们要注意。
All these little things that we should pay attention to.
这个因为世界上的引诱是何等的大。
Because there is such a great attraction in the world.
所以求主保守我们。
And may God protect us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主啊，求主来带领我们每一个人。
Dear Lord, please guide each one of us.
因为我们真的是受世界上的引诱是何等的大。
Because there is such a great attraction in the world.
我们都不一定能胜过。
That we might not be able to overcome.
何况我们的小孩。
So not to say about our children.
所以真的是求主给我们每一个人恩典。
As we ask Lord to give us mercy,
让我们能够回转到你面前来
so that we can return to you,
让我们成为家里面的灵 leader,
so that we can be the spiritual leader in our family.
求主能够带每家里每一个分子能够常常的一起读你的话。
We ask Lord to lead the all the family members to read your word together.
一起知道怎么样能够讨主的喜悦。
To know how to please God.
让我们不论躺着、起来、行走等等，都能够荣耀主的名。
So that no matter we are lying down, stand up, or walk, we can glorify God.
也让我们父母有机会能够有机会教育这些小孩。
And let the parents have this opportunity to teach the children.
让他们能够借着主的话。能够成长
so that they can grow in God's word
能够信靠主
to rely on God
我们谢谢主祷告奉靠主耶稣的
we thank the Lord and in Jesus' name we pray
Amen, Amen.